Our second reading today is incredibly appropriate, this reading from the letter to the Hebrews, as we have been this year praying in a special way for vocations to the priesthood. And as our seminarian John reminds us, next week we have the opportunity to support our seminarians with the education appeal. So as we've been praying for priests, you know, the question might occur to us, what does it take to be a priest? Or with all the sexual abuse things going on right now, we might also ask the question, how do they decide who is fit to be a priest? Well, the letter to the Hebrews really answers these questions very concisely. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God. In other words, the priesthood is first and foremost a vocation, a call from God. And that is why what I am saying in this homily, although we're talking about the priesthood, is really relevant to all of us, because we all have a vocation. We are all called by God. I mean, there are obviously things in our lives that we just can't escape. You're not getting out of doing laundry or shopping or going to Cousin Bill's wedding or birthday party or something like that. You know, there are just things in life that you have to do because you have to do them. But hopefully, the things that we choose to do in our lives, those things in which we invest ourselves and find our purpose, are not just things that someone has told us to do or society has told us to do, or even that we simply have chosen for ourselves. Oh, this is what I want to do with my life. Hopefully, we have taken into account what God wants us to do, what God is calling us to do, and that is our vocation. So, if God calls, now, of course, you can say, I chose my vocation 20 years ago, 40 years ago when I got married. Well, that's great, right? I mean, I also have been a priest now for 7 years. Does God stop calling after we have entered into a certain state of life? Surely not. We all have, as it were, a vocation within our vocation. Look at, for example, St. John Vianney, the great patron saint of priests. Obviously, his vocation was to be a priest. And yet he had a special vocation within that to the sacrament of penance. Or St. Vincent de Paul, again, obviously his vocation was to be a priest. And yet he had a special vocation within that to care for the poor. So that's true for every one of us. What is the vocation that God continues to call me to now in whatever state of life I may be? So, if God is calling us, if God is calling men to the priesthood, why is it that we don't always hear the voice of God? The letter to the Hebrews helps us understand two main reasons for that. First of all, it reminds us that the priest is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weakness. We all have weaknesses, and we often use those weaknesses as an excuse to not listen to God, to run away from God, what God wants us to do. I could never do that. God can't possibly be asking me to do this. Too difficult for me. For many years growing up, I was absolutely terrified with the idea of being up in front of people. Public speaking. In fact, they say in most polls that ranks even higher than death as people's worst fears, you know. I believe it. Say nothing of like public singing. I'll never forget the day in college for our early morning mass. One day, the regular person who would sing the entrance and communion antiphons didn't show up. And I had only been in choir for like one semester. You know, you may think that because I like to sing that I was always a good singer, but I was not. I was a very awful singer. In fact, when I was in pre-theology, the other guys all went behind my back and made an appointment for me with our choir directoress. That was their subtle way of saying, shut up or learn to sing because you're awful. But anyway, so I've been in choir for maybe like a semester. And so I said to our priest at college, Father Roy, I said, well, Father, I'll give it my best shot. So you know how it is when you're chanting. You kind of sing everything on one note until you get to the fancy ending. That's just how it goes. Well, so I got to the antiphon, and I sang it all, and then I simply ran out of words, and I didn't do the fancy ending. And like Father Roy just kind of looked up and gave me this scathing glance from the altar. I was so incredibly embarrassed. So there are many opportunities and weaknesses that we have in life that we can use as an excuse to run away from our vocation. The young wife who says, I don't know if I'm ready to have a child, or to say nothing of the young unwed mother who's uncertain whether she's ready to bring a child into the world. The elderly person who's trying to decide between living with a child as family or going into a nursing home. We often can feel like we are useless. Our lives have no longer any purpose. Where is God calling me in this? The entrepreneur whose business is not making a lot of money and says, I don't know how I can tithe because I'm not even making hardly any money for myself. It's so easy to find a weakness, so easy to find an excuse to not listen to the call of God. But what does God do? God does not call the qualified. God qualifies the called. Again, the priest, because he is beset with weakness, is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and the erring. God, there's no weakness that we have in our lives that God cannot use to not disable our vocation, but in fact to make our vocation better. So we never need to fear the weaknesses for our vocation. Now, there's another reason, though, that we sometimes run away from or don't listen to God's call, and it's the exact opposite. Sometimes it's not because of our weaknesses. Sometimes it's because of our strength. So again, the letter to the Hebrews points out, what is a priest's job? He is the representative of the people before God to offer gifts and sacrifices. So that means, of course, that he must have something good to offer. God has given him, has given everyone, certain gifts, certain talents. Why it mentions Aaron here as the first high priest? Why was Aaron chosen to be the first high priest? Because Moses was an awful speaker. Nobody wanted to listen to him. And so God said, well, take Aaron and make him your spokesman because he has all the gifts. He has all the talents. And he used those talents in the service of God. It's always a temptation to say, I could do real well in life. I have the talents to be successful, to make money, to gain power and influence. And so why should I consider the priesthood? Because that's not a successful career in life. But what more important vocation could there be than to give back to the one who has given us everything? Truly, the best, the brightest, the most talented, those should be the ones becoming priests because God is the one who has given us all of our talents. I can think, for example, of one of the sons of our parish, Father Michael Hennigan. Many of you know Father Hennigan, very talented young man. He could have probably gone very far in the secular world in sports and just with the way that he works with young people and so many of the things that he does. But instead he became a priest of Jesus Christ, and he uses those talents very successfully in the service of God. Or again, someone actually just texted me this morning about Father Eric Belcher, another son of the parish, saying, oh, what a great mass he had for them the other night. Again, a very talented, confident young man who could have gone very far in the world. But instead he gave all of his gifts, all of his talents to God. That is what should be the case. And so again, even in our own vocations, whatever they may be, yes, we could probably always make more money, but the question is that what God is calling us to do? Yes, we could probably cripple our opponent and get ahead, but is that what God is calling us to do? It is not so much a question of what we can do, but a question of what God wants us to do. And so these are often the ways that we avoid listening to the call of God. We use our weaknesses or we use our strengths as ways to ignore his call. If we are to hear his call, then what are we to do? Three things: prayer, scripture, and the community. In prayer, we discover who we are. In reading Scripture, we listen to the Word of God. He calls us to what He wants us to do. And then community. Community maybe is the most important one, because in our interactions with our community, we have to look at other people's perspective, hear other people's advice. Go back to that question I asked at the beginning. How does we determine who is really fit to be a priest? Because no man judges for himself that he has a call to the priesthood. It is the bishops and the formators and really the whole people of God who discern with him that vocation. And so, again, it is for all of us. We should never hesitate to bounce our ideas off of other people. Go to people for advice, because it is within community that God clearly reveals his voice, within his church that God reveals his vocation. And so let us take that opportunity seriously, not only as a community to grow in our own vocations, but as a community to help the men of our parish that God may be calling to the priesthood discern that vocation, so that we may have many good, holy priests who are willing to sacrifice everything, even their lives, to serve God and to serve his church.